Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Did you know that half of America is single? Hollywood has never produced anything like this before. The Dating Project, a groundbreaking documentary that follows five single people, ages 18 to 40, as they search for authentic and meaningful relationships. There is no script. There are no actors. These are real people trying to find love and happiness in an age of swiping left or right. From Empower Pictures, Paulus Productions, Family Theater Productions, and PureFlix, you can now own The Dating Project. Save the date by visiting thedatingprojectmovie.com and go a step further and help others in your circle date differently by partnering with Ascension Press. Visit shop.ascensionpress.com to acquire the companion study guide. The Dating Project movie is now available on DVD and digital download on Amazon, iTunes, and Walmart. Please visit thedatingprojectmovie.com for details.
Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Well, it's distributed through Breadbox Media, easy for me to say. But it goes live here on Facebook. And I'm so thrilled today to share with you an amazing project, one that I have been working on for many, many years. Anyway, we'll try that again. So the Grace Watch Media will begin its Indiegogo campaign tomorrow morning for the Stay Connected Journals for Catholic Women, books 1, 2, and 3. So this is exciting. And so why, let's start with the most obvious question. Why the Indiegogo campaign? Why not just publish them? Well, we are publishing them. It's not self-publishing. I think that's definitely a misconception that we need to clear up. I am not the one publishing this. Grace Watch Media is a real company. It's an amazing, smaller Catholic publisher. And I purposely chose a smaller Catholic publisher because I really wanted to, I really wanted to do what God was asking me to do, first and foremost. That was for sure. I just knew this was what God was putting on my heart, that he wanted these journals done in a certain way. And I wanted to be true to what he was asking me to do. So that was number one. As I wanted to make sure I was doing these God's way, not Allison's way. Because of course, I mean, you're talking to publishers who are wonderful, and they've been in this business a really long time, and they know what they're talking about. But there was just something in my heart that just also knew that I was sorry. I'm so distracted by technology. Yes. Yes, I am. So if you're listening, I would really love, there's Deanna. Love to know that you're out there. I just, you know, I'm trying this new software, you know, and of course I do it live. Why would I test software not live? But all right. So I'm glad to see, thank you, Deanna, that it is going where it belongs. So we can continue to talk about this wonderful new series. Stay Connected, Journals for Catholic Women, coming out from Grace Watch Media. So why go with the smaller publishing company? Well, because I just knew that the Lord was asking me to do these books in a certain way. I just knew that there was a form and a formula that the Lord was asking. And basically, let me just tell you a little bit about them because it's pretty fun. They are 7 chapters, all on one theme, about 7 to 10 pages per chapter. Very, very manageable, easy to do in a short time. There's many different purposes behind that format. First of all, I have been doing Bible study for, gosh, many, many years, 10 years at least. And we would do these longer, more involved studies, which we loved. They're so good. But then you'd get to the end of it and you'd be a little exhausted from the reading, from the meeting, from the homework. And a lot of the group would dissipate at the end of it. And you'd be like, no, God wants you every week. God wants you to speak with him every day in prayer and sacrament and scripture. He doesn't want you to disappear on him just because the book is ended. So for years, I've thought we need this book that keeps us stay connected. One that is easy enough that if we wanted to, during the hour and a half, 2 hours that we were together meeting in our small group, that we could do it right there. We could read it right there out loud, or take a few minutes, answer the questions, look up the scriptures. Everything could be done in the 2 hours if it needed to be. But it also could be drawn out during a week, and you could do a little bit every day. You could do so there's an opening and a closing prayer to each chapter. And then there's an intro to the theme. And the 3 books coming out are The Gift of Invitation, 7 invitations from Jesus that invite grace into your life. The Fruits of the Spirit by Deanna. Oh my gosh, Deanna, I know I'm going to say, I'm so worried about saying your name wrong. Bartolini, I hope. And she's actually joined us today for this live. I'm glad to have you here. Deanna wrote The Fruits of the Spirit. We went to 7 of them. I think she combined a couple of them, of the 9, into the 7. So we keep with that 7 chapter. And so you can look up So we have the introduction, and then we have a question for you to ponder based on the introduction. Oh, the 3rd book is the Catholic Classics, spiritual classics that have been written many years ago by saints and near saints. Praise God. I got it pronounced right. Whew. That's scary. Make sure I had that right. So the classics such as Thomas? That's not his name. Oh my gosh. You know what? Sometimes the world, the evil in this world just wants to confuse you and get you busy. So I was so busy before I went live, I didn't have time to take a break. So just take a breath. Dear Lord, we just ask you to guide Allison's mouth so she can explain this wonderful book and the series without being all discombobulated. Really? It's Monday. It is so Monday. Feels like a Monday. So a Kempis. I don't know what is his name. Thomas A. Kempis. That's it. Thomas A. Kempis. Hello, Brain. Welcome to the party. Nice for you to show up. So it's Invitation of Christ. It's Story of a Soul by Thérèse Lisieux. It's Thresholds by Pope St. John Paul II. So we took these 7 Catholic classics and we broke them up into little bite-sized pieces with a little bit of quotes from each. That's your introduction. And then following the introduction for all 3, so the invitations from Jesus, the Fruits of the Spirit, and the Catholic Classics, are then a question for you to ponder. You can either share that question with other people, or you can keep that question all to yourself. And then we invite you to search the scriptures. And this was the part of the book I was the most excited to bring to people. This is what really meant the most to me, because we have lots of wonderful spiritual reading But we're not always called to break open that Bible and to spend time with God's word ourselves. And that is absolutely what transformed my faith. I went from a devout Sunday Catholic to a devout daily Catholic, where it doesn't mean I go to Mass every day, but I think of God every day. I've practiced my faith every day. God is part of my everyday, ordinary life because I broke open the scriptures, because I started to realize that what was in the Bible is what I heard every week at Mass. I had never made that connection before. And so knowing what it did for me, I wanted to give that gift to other women. I wanted to be able to somehow provide them a study, a book, a way to spend time with Christ in his word. Like, let God speak to us through Jesus, through his word, through the Holy Spirit. You know, the Trinity just completely happens there in the Bible. And to be able to open it and read those words, you start to hear God's voice so much clearer. Now, I did say these are for women, but I do know that we do have men that follow reconciled to you. And I can tell you, I was reading excerpts to my husband, which I'm going to share in just a few minutes. And when I finished, this man has never read a word I've ever written. He's like, I listened to you enough. I ain't going to read your books. Well, thanks, honey. When I finished the excerpts, he's like, why are these just for women? Because this was very enlightening and encouraging. So I'm not going to stop you from buying the book if you're a guy. Just saying. Just not going to stop that. Happy to have you reading along or sharing this book with a woman that you love, that you know is desires to grow closer and to know Christ better. It's the Stay Connected Journals for Catholic Women are there to help you develop a deeper relationship, a deeper connection with Jesus. So we invite you to search the scriptures, and then each book gives you a little reflection on the scriptures and how we saw them. And it doesn't mean it's the right or the wrong answer. It's, in fact, I include that because and in the test group, I left out this reflection. And women were like, well, we want to know what you think. We want to know what more we could get from this because we're so new to reading them. So please give us a reflection. So there's a reflection. Following your own search in the scriptures. And I love the most. So sometimes I'll be reading a book and it'll tell me to go look at Philippians 4:6. And so I'll go read Philippians 4:6. Have no anxiety in anything, but in everything through prayer and petition, make your requests known to God. But if I keep reading, I'm going to learn something else. You know, hi, Emily. Oh, thanks. I'm glad I look good today. I hope that you're, if you've moved already, I hope it's going well. I plan to come visit you in Italy. Heads up. No, just kidding. Just show up at your doorstep in my suitcase. Hi, I'm in Italy. I'm really excited to be here with you. But we could be reading one scripture because that's what touched the author's heart. But as we're reading, we're like, oh, but God's speaking to me here. I mean, all of his words is inspired. So we purposely, in the Stay Connected Journals for Catholic Women and Stay Connected, we do not give you the scripture, though it will be a PDF downloadable extra that you can get the scriptures if you so desire them. Because sometimes we need them if we're not home, or if we want to double check our work, if we're really new to the scriptures and we're not sure how to read them, it's nice to have them. That will be a PDF downloadable extra coming from Grace Watch Media. But we really wanted to see you to spend time, quiet time, 5 minutes a day. If you're only reading, oh, that's right. Well, you'll be in my prayers. They're still in Houston. We'll pray for your child in his surgery. May his recovery be quick and swift and easy and light, and all his burdens be light, and Mama's heart too. So I don't know. So share with me. What is your experiences with scripture? Have you used it for personal growth in your faith? Do you use it to learn how Jesus sounds, to have those moments of conversation with him? You know, when I do talks, I'm really blessed to talk all over the place, and people will be like, you talk like Jesus is your best friend. And how do you hear his voice? And like, well, I didn't for many, many years. And the only way I do now, I know, is from my time spent in reading his word, because that is his voice. And so we start to grow and learn how he sounds when we spend more time listening to him. And I'm not a really good listener. I know you probably find that hard to believe, since I just talk to you for an hour each week without taking a breath. Like, just, wow, let's just go at it, because I'm just so excited by this topic. But there are times that I need to be quiet. And the only time I find that that really happens, yes, I'm trying to figure out my purpose. When that really happens is when I sit with the Bible and I read his words, and either a journal, so they're a book, but they're also a journal with lots of space for you to write. There's some beautiful doodles. There's no coloring pages. Wine, Women in the New Evangelization, just gorgeous journals with Adelaide Hughes, beautiful pictures, and you can do all the coloring. But we wanted to really focus on the scriptures and you know, give you something different. That's another wonderful thing, right? We have the take up and read books that I just love from Elizabeth Foss, from Blessed Is She. They're a little thicker, a little more, a little bit more reading. Again, it goes to the stuff that Wine, Ave Maria Press, all those wonderful books that are out there. Daniel Bean from CatholicMom.com. There's some amazing stuff out there, and I love it all, and I gobble it up. But I needed this little break in between the longer studies that kept me connected to God, reading his word, spending time in prayer, and keeping my group together, because once it disbands, sometimes it's really hard to get some of those women to come back. So the purpose and the plan was to keep people connected so that we would stay together as a group. We would stay connected to Christ, which is the most important, and then be ready for the next big book, whatever that's going to be. So you have an... We also, each book is going to be thematic. So, and I like learning more about my faith in that way. So again, we have the gift of the invitation, which we're looking at the scriptures. We're looking right at the gospels. What does Jesus invite us into? He invites us to follow him. He invites us to forgive from our heart. He invites us to spend some time with him. He invites us, to the Eucharist. It just, these beautiful invitations. Do we even know he's asking them? And so how do we say yes if we don't know the invitation? And once we know the invitation, how do we prepare our hearts to say yes? Because some of them might seem a little daunting to forgive. Forgiveness is hard. Forgiveness of other people is hard. Forgiveness of ourselves is even harder. To go and to receive his forgiveness through reconciliation, I know, because I used to be a confession chicken, also really hard. So diving into all of these topics, but yet in a very bite-sized, introductory, easy to manage with your busy, busy schedule life. So that's the Stay Connected series. So what do you guys think? Are you excited? Are you excited as I am? So Deanna is one of our authors, and she's here. Tiffany Walsh, the Catholic librarian, is our third author in the first installment of the Stay Connected Journals for Catholic Women. Emily says that I go in spurts, but I find when I purpose to stay in scripture, I sometimes find books and little things distract me from what God wants me to hear. I love other people's stories. It reminds me I'm not alone. But if I want to hear him, it needs to be me and him. And I don't know if that makes sense. Yes. And I think that's where Stay Connected really is, that perfect marriage. It is stories and analogy and examples of faith. Just a tiny bit of it, not a big long chapter, just enough that you and I feel connected, that we stay connected, that you see that I'm on the same journey, because I think that's really important. If you're going to read somebody's writing, then you need to know that this person's living it, that this person's on the same journey, that they get what your struggles are. And so there's just in each book, because I've also been, I'm the creator, I was the acquisition editor. I got that part of deciding what the feel of the books would be like. And I thought it was really important that each author reveal themselves, become very vulnerable and authentic. I want you to read these books and be like, I know this person and I am on this same journey. And so when we speak, when we share our hearts, you can say, well, okay, though, this person has something to say to me because they get it, because they are living, they're living my journey. They're living my life. And I think that's very more common than we think it is, that people live our struggles. You know, you maybe you see me and you think, oh, she has a ministry. She just created these Stay Connected books. I see her all over the internet. She works with wine. You know, she must have her faith life all together. Read the book. So do not have it all together at all. And I hope that that's encouraging, because I do have parts of it together. And I do know where to go to get the answers. I do know who I am following. I do know whose invitation I want to accept. It's Jesus Christ. And I've tried. And for the most part, I do okay. But hey, I'm only human. And I get distracted. I get busy. I get lost. It took me 10 years to get to this point. Like, this is such a dream fulfilled, because I started my faith journey in a small group Bible study. I started discovering Christ through spiritual reading, through time in prayer and time in scripture. And to be able to now bring that gift to other women is just unbelievable joy, an unbelievable gift and joy for me to be able to do that. And so I was saying that the pre-orders start tomorrow. And the reason for this campaign, the Indiegogo campaign, is to help, you know, really bring this to more women, to be able to support Grace Watch Media as they have really taken a chance on me and on these books and on Deanna and Tiffany. And the, you know, it's Jerry is a average Catholic guy, you know, just really trying to do good, bring good materials to families. And his peanut butter and grace materials are incredible for families, for children. If you haven't been yet to Peanut Butter and Grace, Grace Watch Media, I'm going to put the links here. Please go check them out. I think that they will, I think you'll be just astonished at what they have to offer. And him and I met through Catholics Online, the Catholic Social Media Influencers Group, which is just an incredible organization that Amy Brooks and Sarah That's your name, right, Amy? I see your little face there. Your both names end the same thing, Estabrook, is that right? Anyway, to Jesus Sincerely and Prayer Wine Chocolate, two amazing websites if you haven't checked those out. And so, you know, part of this group, and we got to speaking, and he got what the Lord was asking me to do. He understood that these books really could bless parents, bless mothers, bless women, bless groups, small group. I mean, that to me, just coming together and knowing you're not alone in this journey. We can do them online. We can do them in person. You can do them by yourself. You can bring it to adoration. You can do all of the above. It's a very flexible book, these Stay Connected journals for Catholic women. But, you know, publishing is not cheap. And supporting a local publishing company is a great cause. It's a great way to be part of the new evangelization. It's a wonderful way to help bring the message of Christ to more women. So tomorrow morning when it launches, we pray and we ask that you consider purchasing, because the books are going to be at a deep discount for about 3 weeks as the campaign goes on. You have almost 50% off, and you can get 1, 2, or 3 books. You can get a bunch of one of the books to do your own small group, and we can work out all the different ways that you need. There's some great perks that come with being part of the pre-order and being part of this launch. We ask, of course, always for your prayers. Yesterday, as I was doing the planning and we were getting ready to announce today the big launch tomorrow, the first and foremost thing that I did was I went seeking nuns that pray. I know I've shared this with you before, but I'm going to do it again because it's the best hint ever I was ever given in my life. is to Google nuns that pray. If you need super duper prayer for any, for a sickness, for a big project, for a marriage, for your children, anything, you name it. If you need prayer, you need to turn to our nunny bunnies who have given their life to praying for the church. And in this new technological age, how cool is that? That we can just Google nuns that pray, or I also got monks that pray. I did some monks. I did some nuns. I just went crazy. I think I sent over 20 prayer requests because I know this isn't my work. I know this is God's work. And I know without his help, without the Holy Spirit, without the grace, nothing's going to happen. So I sent out 20 prayer requests and then just started thinking about ways to share the books with you to show. So the website and all of that will be up shortly. You'll be able to see it. Again, I pray that you will help us share it far and wide, that you will purchase at least one of the books. Again, mine is The Gift of Invitation, The Seven Ways, and his many, many ways that Jesus invites us and to have grace in our life. But you know that I just feel so powerfully strong about grace, the undeserved yet freely given gift of God's Holy Spirit within us. And it's that grace that allows us to live a holier life, to turn to God in all things, to become saints. We're all called to be a saint. And when we use the gifts of God's grace in our life, then we can accomplish the impossible. Nothing's impossible for God. Matthew 19:26. That's just sitting right here on my desk. It's a little rock that says it on it, and I see it every day as I'm working. My dear friend Maria Johnson sent me that, and it's been the most encouraging thing as I tried to write these books. And it's really funny how much I thought I knew about writing a book. I mean, I've been writing my whole life. It's a little more difficult when you have these, you know, stories in your head and you need to put them down into ways that people can actually relate to them and that they make sense. It's been a very interesting process, a beautiful process. And we're really hoping and praying that this one goes well. And then we can roll out three more in the winter time, which is our, you know, even early spring, whatever we can, you know, whatever the timing is. But soon after these three, we'll have three more. Hi, Debbie. Thanks for the prayer request idea and the faith pep talk. You are so welcome. I am very happy to give faith pep talks anytime. Yeah, those nuns that pray, it's miraculous. Like, really, I've seen just amazing things happen through the prayer of the nuns and the nuns in our Catholic Church. Just incredible. So to turn, you know, to these, to our attention to Christ at least once a day. And I think that for me, I have to have a book going. I have to have something that kind of forces me to stop, to open up. Like, I can open up the scriptures and read. And like Emily, you were saying, definitely one of the more powerful ways to spend time with God, but I don't always do it, or I don't know where to start. Right. You know, I like about the Stay Connected books is each chapter has scriptures that relate to the topic that we're talking about, which can really help, I think, you organize your mind and see these connections between the Old and the New Testament, between the traditions of the church and the scriptures. You know, one of the things that I even said myself as I was growing up was that, you know, Catholics don't read the Bible. We're not, you know, Bible people. But I was so wrong. We wrote the Bible. It is God's holy word. And it was St. Jerome that started the Vulgate, the first Bible version that we, you know, that got translated into English. Catholics read the Bible. We should read the Bible, and God's word is meant for all, and it will help us so much grow in our faith. Emily, do you know if they ship to APO, FPO addresses? I am hopeful. I am pretty sure. Yep, we can make that happen. If they're not, Emily, for you, I'll make sure it gets to you personally. I will make sure it gets to an APO FPO address, you can count on that. Absolutely. We'll make sure you get a copy, my friend. So what do you think? Any thoughts? I'm so curious to hear what you think. And again, you're listening to A Seeking Heart, distributed through Breadbox Media, recorded every Monday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time here on Facebook Live, reconciled to you, / Allison Gingras. I think it's the other way around. Allison Gingras, / reconciled to you. So excited. I can tell, I'm just like, I'm a little too excited, a little over the top with the book. So, you know, as we go forward, we'll have, you know, the next book I have lined up and I'm praying that the Lord allows to happen is a book on Mary and what she teaches us about her son. Really excited to share that one too. But we'll be doing, quotes. I wanted to share quotes. We'll be sharing quotes. We'll be having some contests, of course, giving away some free stuff as we go forward. Emily says, yes. Yay. I'm excited for you and Tiffany, et cetera. And Deanna, you're such a dear person. And oh, so open and honest. It's fantastic. Thank you. I just want to be authentic. Just what the Lord has done with me and for me. I just couldn't keep it to myself. I don't believe that we're given the gift of faith to keep to ourselves, that this is such a great gift from God because he wants us to share it. He wants us to share it with others. And I'm beyond honored to do so. And I wanted to share with you a couple of excerpts from the book. This is from the Stay Connected Journals for Catholic Women, the first in the series, book number one, A Gift of Invitation, 7 invitations from Jesus that invites grace into your life. And it starts, "The one thing that did remain consistent was my weekly attendance at Mass, but not because I experienced spiritual growth from it. I was convinced that perfect attendance at Mass was a good heavenly insurance policy. I imagined that St. Peter checked off my name in some celestial attendance book. So if my plan to volunteer my way into heaven failed to work, at least I'd have a perfect record, a perfect attendance record to present." Anyone relate to that? Has anyone ever thought, I'm going to go to church just in case this is true? And it's a lot like the fairy. Oh my goodness, you know who I mean. No, you don't, because you can't read my mind. You know that mathematician guy? Something theory. Why? It's a P. Anyway, his theory, if you think of it, throw it up here for me. Save a girl. Save the girl. What's her? It's his name. It's such with a P. She has to. Bye, Emily. Thank you stopping in for just a few moments. I really loved having you here and your words of encouragement. And thank you so much for your prayers. I'm very grateful for them. I have no idea how you say that word. I know what you're trying. Yes, him. It's just not. Anyway, the theory that I can't think of is the it's like in the tip of my tongue. It's so bad, silly Allison. And basically, it's this idea of, is God real or not real? And if God, I have four choices. God is real and I believe it and I do what he says and all is good. I can believe it and not do what he says and he can be, and then I find out when I'm dead, he's real and then I'm in trouble. So if he's real and I've done what he said, I have nothing to lose. If he's not real and I've done what he said, I have nothing to lose. But if he, Pascal, thank you. Pascal's theory. Thank you, Deanna. You're awesome. But if I just decide that God is not real, and I live my life as God is not real, and I die and he's real, as in trouble, we're all in trouble. So I choose to live my life that he's real. And for a long time, I lived it not because I had a relationship with him being real and that I believed in a very concrete way, but in a fearful way. So I wanted the perfect attendance, because if he was real, I wanted to, just have that safety net, that heavenly safety net. So if I have perfect attendance, well, clearly St. Peter has to let me into the pearly gates, because, well, I had perfect attendance. I went to Mass, but I wasn't going to Mass to get closer to God. I wasn't aware that I was receiving him body, blood, soul, and divinity. That had nothing to do with why I was there day after week after week. It had nothing to do with my heart. It was all in my head. And have you ever had a head relationship with God and wanted to move it to your heart, you'll know that this distance from here to here is way, way longer than it looks. Yes, objects are further than they appear in the mirror. It's closer than they appear, but in my case, they're much further away. Another one, again, from Stay Connected, The Gift of Invitation. Prayer is not how we manipulate God or the circumstances of our lives. It is how we accept and understand what God has for us. He does not bring the bad, but if he allows it, he has a greater good that he brings from it. That is so hard to understand. It doesn't seem right. Why would a loving God allow us to suffer? And in that chapter, I share with you an experience that I had where I was very much angry with God for allowing me to suffer. And I thought, Lord, I'm doing what you want. I go to church. I pray the rosary. I read the scriptures. I'm such a good girl. I'm out talking about you. I left my career to give my whole life to ministry work. And now bad stuff's happening. How can you do that? And in it, he told me, if I didn't spare my son, what makes you think you'd be any different, my daughter? If you want to follow me, pick up your cross daily and follow me, the scriptures say. He made it very clear that suffering was this great gift that allowed me to enter into a closer relationship with him. And it is part of this fallen world. And we're not going to be saved from it, because our saving, our redemption, comes in the next place, in heaven. And when we embrace our suffering here, when we allow these things that we don't like to grow us in virtue and hope and even joy, God does not waste the suffering. Romans 8:28 promises to bring all good from those who love him, who in every circumstance, God will bring good from it when we love him and trust him, even when we do not understand. And honestly, I don't know about you, but I don't want a God I understand. If I can figure him out, then that's not a good thing. I want a God that's beyond my understanding, beyond my knowledge. That's the God I want. Hi, Kelly. Isn't it great to know that there is no condemnation in Christ? It is. It's a wonderful thing. There's just mercy upon mercy, oceans of mercy in Christ, if we choose to accept it. Absolutely. Great point. I love that we have a merciful God who forgives me, who understands that I'm fallen and broken, and absolutely wants to heal me, wants me to be a saint, wants to bring good from all my decisions, which are not always good, ever, sometimes. My best decision, of course, was choosing him as my savior. And then after that, the rest of them, especially every morning when I get up and I say, Lord, you know, thank you for this day. I give it to you. And so anything beyond that, it's all in him. God gave you the day. I asked you to be with me. Help me out. And then he reminds me, though, sometimes I ignore him. It's like, I'm trying to help you, but you ain't listening. Pay attention, girlfriend. Yeah, that's me. I get a little distracted, a little squirrely, and I stop listening to what God is telling me. And that also gets me into a lot of trouble. Anyone else? Trouble? Anyone? Bueller? I want to share one more. with you today. One more excerpt from the book, my new book, Stay Connected, Journals for Catholic Women. My book is a gift of invitation. We also have Diana Bartolini, I think I said it right again, with the Fruits of the Spirit, and Tiffany Walsh with Catholic Classics, where we look at Story of a Soul and Thomas A. Kempis's Imitation of Christ, and St. Francis de Sales' devotion, something to devote life, something. I should probably have some notes here somewhere that probably would be helpful, but that wouldn't be me. What is it to the devote life? See, this is why I keep you guys around. Now somebody has to remind me of that first word. Something to the devote life, St. Francis de Sales. So they're all in there. Each book, just to recap, each book is a 7 chapters, about 100, 120 pages max, bite size, easy to keep you connected between your bigger spiritual readings, especially in small groups. It's to keep you connected to God if you're really busy and you have a hard time getting to reading scripture and reading spiritual reading. It's a nice bite-sized book for busy women, Catholic women who want to know more about their faith, want to have a closer relationship, deeper relationship with Christ, and of course, to have a way of navigating the scriptures if they haven't yet spent a lot of time in them or are looking for a new way to interact, to encounter Christ through the scriptures. And each book has a beginning and ending prayer. Those are very helpful if you're doing small groups. An introduction each chapter to the theme for that particular week or day, however you're doing the book. They're meant to be done weekly. But again, if you open it and you just dive in and you want to do a page a day, go for it. If you want to do a chapter a month, that's good too. Just as long as you stay connected every day in one way or the other with God. And we hope that the Stay Connected Journals for Catholic Women will be a vehicle for which you can do that in a very easy, non-threatening, fun. I mean, we share some funny stories. I have to make people laugh. It's part of who I am. I want to make you laugh. So my story about how I became unbecame a chicken for confession, funniest story ever. We're not going to spoil it, though. I have told it before. But then we have questions for you to ponder, some coloring, some doodling, some scripture, about 5 or 6 scriptures each chapter for you to search yourself, and then questions that go up. So then a little reflection on the scriptures by the author, and then questions, discussion questions, 3 of them, for you, again, for your own personal journey with Christ. But really, they're really meant to be shared. And it's a beautiful journey when you open your heart to share with other women in a small group. And a small group could be 2, by the way. It could be 2, it could be 3, it could be 8. Right now, my Bible Babes group has just exploded. Praise God. We're at about 12, busting at the seams in my little, what do you call it? My little breezeway. We turn our breezeway into a dining room. And it's just beautiful. Everyone seems to fit each week perfectly, like God's perfect plan. So whatever group size you're looking for, these books will work. So there's discussion questions. And then there's a closing prayer, because that's one of the things when we did the test group, people are like, oh, we really like some opening and closing prayers. So some people are very comfortable just closing their eyes and saying, dear Jesus, and they just pray away. But other people, it's a little more difficult. So to have the prayers written out for you to read, to guide, to facilitate the group, if that's what you feel called to, we thought made a lot of sense. So the last one I want to share for today, because we're getting it to the end of our time here at A Seeking Heart, is there room for one more? We'll have to talk offline, Cal. I will let you know. As the master carpenter, I wrote, that sounds weird to say, but you know what's the only funny thing is I was reading these to my husband. We went to the adoption reunion for my daughter, Faithy, And as we're driving, I'm like, can I read these to you? I want to see what you think. And as I'm reading them, I'm like, it was like I was reading them for the first time. I had absolutely forgotten that I'd written it. That's how I know the Holy Spirit was the pen. I was just the pen and he was the author. As the master carpenter, he, Jesus, can make over any interior brokenness into useful grace. As the great physician, Jesus can truly heal every ailing dream, hope, and emotion. Whether you are broken emotionally, physically, financially, socially, or spiritually, I have some scars of my own in every one of those areas of my life. And I have seen Jesus work miracles in them all. If you allow him to enter, he can mend, heal, and even transform your broken places too. He can transform your broken places too. So mark your calendars. I'm going to put the link up first thing tomorrow morning. Just pray and encourage you to go to the Stay Connected Journals for Catholic Women Indiegogo campaign. Help Grace Watch Media and me, please. See these books be published. And they're going to be published anyway, but we really want to see them published in a bigger way and reach as many women as we possibly can. We have a $10,000 goal. And I think we can do it because the God I know doesn't put something on your heart, say, I just want to give you the desires of your heart and then put everything in place and then leave you hanging. Well, St. Francis might disagree with that once he got that whole, church rebuilt and had to take it down the next day. But we're hoping this time, this isn't a St. Francis moment. We're really hoping this is truly a moment where the Lord is going to bless and anoint this project. Stay Connected Journals for Catholic Women, Grace Watch Media. We'll have more information first thing tomorrow morning, tomorrow being July 24th, 2018, on a Reconcile to You Facebook page, reconciletoyou.com website. If you're not on Facebook, you can go to Instagram and Pinterest, both Reconciled to You. I will have it everywhere. Or you can visit Grace Watch Media. Thank you so much for letting me share my exciting news with you today. Thank you so much for your prayers and your insights and for helping me with words like Pascal. And I can't even tell you the joy in my heart that the Lord is bringing this dream to fruition. And I really can't wait for women to start reading these books so we can hear what they think as they accept these invitations, as they allow the spirits of the fruit, the joy, peace, hope, joy. They're all just going right out of my mind. Self-control, I think, is one of them. Could use some of that Deanna Bartolini wrote and just shared her heart and really did such an amazing job and bringing the fruits to an understanding where you could see where they are in your life. You can invite them into your life, develop them and move within them. And of course, the Catholic spiritual classics with Tiffany Walsh, the Catholic librarian. I mean, what a better person, right? To be sharing these seven amazing classics that, I hear the titles. I have no idea what's in them. I think there's no way I could read that. That looks too academic or over my head. She makes it very simple, links the scriptures to it, and you're going to just be amazed. You're going to be amazed by these. I can say it because the Holy Spirit did it. I just got to show up and be his voice, his hands, and I hope his heart for you. Let's end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear good and gracious God, we thank you so much for this time together. Please, Lord, we ask for your blessings upon each and every woman who will read the Stay Connected Journals for Catholic Women, for each one of the men who will read it and who have followed and supported Reconciled to You Ministries. Lord, I'm just so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for our faith. Lord, I ask that these books be vehicles to reach far and wide, to bring your love, mercy, hope, peace, all that your grace, all the gifts you have for us. Lord, we just ask that you use us to bring them far and wide. Lord, let our campaign be blessed and anointed by you so that we may continue this work, bringing books 4, 5, 6, and beyond. We love you, Lord. We ask for your blessings, for your grace today and every day. We ask all of this in your most precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hello, Father Dwight. Thank you for your blessings upon me and my ministry. Please continue to pray for us all the way in Alaska. So sorry, Kathy and I were so sad we didn't get a chance to visit with you one more time before you left, but we hope that the next visit you are back in this side of the United States, back on the East Coast, we get that pleasure. Thank you again for your blessings. And I hope you'll pray for everybody who listens to A Seeking Heart here on Reconcile to You. And we're just grateful for you. Thank you, everybody. I can't wait for tomorrow's launch. Stay connected, Journals for Catholic Women. You have been listening to A Seeking Heart, distributed through Breadbox Media, breadboxmedia.com. God bless.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.